I think we came out pretty good shape. Not a lot to report.
Cleveland Mac, okay?
Yeah, we think it'll be okay.
Monday, a lot different? Day after win versus day after loss?
More smiles, but it's still, it's a transition day where we'll go through the tape, which we've done, and make sure we're prepared for tomorrow when we visit with the players on it. And then right now we're turned our attention to Cleveland.
How did you enjoy the post game? Did you have a steak or something?
My wife made a nice meal for me. Yeah, so
right back to the grind.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Giving up a lot of passing yards the first 2 weeks of the season, and you're playing a drastically different quarterback this week in Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. Adjustments you need to make defensively to shut down these passing games?
Just need to just do what we do better. And we took a step forward as a football team. And, offensively, some of the things that we were talking about a week ago were a lot better this week, and we're looking to make that same kind of jump on defense.
Problems again in the first half with the tight end, guarding the tight end, but seems to figure that out in the second half. Were you, adjustments that you guys made, what did you guys do differently?
Covered our guy.
Did you go with that?
Yeah.
Did you use Woodson more doing that in the second half? Or?
Maybe drew him a little bit more. It wasn't specifically putting any one person on him.
Did you give up one sack and 46 attempts, and if I looked at this right, you guys ran 19 times and had positive gains 18 times until you kneeled on the ball in the last play of the game. What does that say about the offensive line? Is it as good as those stats?
They did a nice job yesterday. I thought it was a very physical front that we went against. I thought the offensive line really did a nice job with that. And that one sack was a step out by Derek on a boot. And so it really wasn't really a step out for no gain, which ends up being a sack on a stack sheet. But they did a good job keeping them clean for the most part.
Can you talk about Austin Howard specifically? He seemed to make a nice jump.
Yeah, he's getting better every day. I think the group's getting better every day, putting in the work and, the communication, all that goes with it. So, there's still some things, pre-snap wise that we want to clean up, but they're doing a great job communicating, identifying, getting the point right and executing together. So it gives us a chance. And there's still some things we know we need to clean up, and we will, but it was a good second week. You saw, a market improvement, week one to week two.
Take a look at Amari. He drops the first two that are thrown to him and then doesn't drop another one the rest of the game. The receiving core as a whole seemed to really take over the game. Two guys over 100 yards receiving. Can you talk about that group and how they've come together?
Yeah, I thought there were good plays throughout the day with the receiver group. I think, what I'd like to point out is I think Michael Crabtree had a phenomenal game. And it's not just catching the ball. He made some unbelievable catches and clutch situations, but the unselfishness, the way he blocked on the perimeter, just really, really terrific effort on his part. And the unselfish part is what I really appreciate, where he's doing the extra blocking, doing some of the dirty work. And, obviously some of those conversions on third down were huge.
That throw where the 29-yard touchdown, that's not a throw normally that would even go to him. Is it the bootleg where he goes back the other way? Quarterbacks don't often boot one way and throw that other way. Was that just something Derek saw? Was it something that Crabtree did on his route? Or?
Yeah. It was. No, it was, it was something that, we made Derek aware of to take a peek at, but it wasn't designed only to go back there, but certainly was an opportunity to take a peek back there.
That's a play that if a receiver is not really on his game, he could just think, man, this isn't going to be.
Right, right. No, that's right. No, can be one of those where it's the backside, and if you're not really into it, you could kind of think it's never getting back to me, and you don't work the same way. So,
what did you like about the up-tempo offense? You did a little more no-huddle this week. Do you like how that went, and what does that do for you guys?
Yeah, it was. It's a tool in the toolbox. You know, we feel like there are things we're going to be able to do. Sometimes it may be to go fast. Sometimes it may be to go slow and slow the pace. But we want to be able to play at the speed that we dictate on offense, and feel like we're learning how to do that. We had, you know, some good examples of Sunday of us being able to press the tempo and be able to take advantage of some of those matchups.
Do you like what Asante brought in? You made that switch of safety from Mays in the second half. Do you like what he brought? What did he bring to the game?
No, we rolled those guys through. We played them. You know, I think, you know, I just say, look, in the back end and on defense overall, we're going to play a lot better as we go through this year. You know, it's a little slow starting the year, but we're gonna pick it up, keep working on it. You know, we'll definitely get that thing going. Yeah, not good enough yet. You know, just a lot of work yet to be done. It's a lot more fun to go through and make corrections, you know, with the win under your belt. But, you know, we understand the need to look. I mean, the standard of defense and what we're looking for has been established, and we're going to work to get that, you know, that done.
Even though you gave up a lot of passing yards, defensive backs made a lot of plays on the ball, a lot of passing mm-hmm. defense. And kept fighting all the way to the end with Nico with the interception mm-hmm. at the end. What did you see from that group from beginning to end? DJ makes a play in the end zone to knock away potential touchdown pass.
Well, you saw fight the whole way. There's no lack of effort, no lack of determination. It's just not been clean enough, you know, to start the year. There are too many giveaway plays. You know, we need to keep the easy things in the easy category and not create problems for ourselves. So. You know, good, sound, solid football, and as we do that and gain confidence, we'll begin to start making some of the routine plays, and then some of the special plays will come.
What did you see from Malcolm Smith? He seems to be off to a really good start this season, even though he had the interception
call
back on
the field. Yeah, very, very questionable call right there. Thought he was in a great position and did what he should have done. Disrupted the guy and made a nice play there. So unfortunate that got called back. Malcolm's done a nice job. You know, I think he's played hard, but there are things he'll be better at too. You know, it's a team game. You know, defensively, guys are playing very hard, very tough, very rugged. You talk about emptying their bucket and playing, you know, with passion. There's no problem with any of that. So we'll clean it up. Some of the things need to be done. But Malcolm in particular, has had a nice start to the season.
When you watch the film, you're seeing any progress in the pass rush? Everyone's been talking about no sacks.
Yeah.
Any positive developments in
it? Yeah, and they you know, they really wanted to make sure that the game didn't get disrupted by our two outside guys. So they spent a lot of time with doubles and chips and things. And, you know, we've got to be able to take advantage of that other places.
Again, you're the first road trip coming in now, and you've been adamant about, look, we're not looking at the recent past, we're going forward. Been a lot of trouble here on the road the last few years, but I'm sure you have your own set of philosophies about playing on the road. Can you share some of those on what the keys are of playing well on the road?
Well, you have to travel well. It has to be, you know, business-like in your approach. You know, you're not going to entertain family and friends. You're going to, you know, really with a mission, you know, to put all of your energies toward the game, toward your teammates, and doing all you can in your role. And so how we travel is important. And we'll do that, and you know, just bring the kind of attention that you need to have as a football team when you go on the road. It's us against the them mentality, and you've got to go into a place. I saw a great comment. I'll borrow it from Coach Belichick, but the other day he said they'll be as loud as we let them be. You know, and that's really what happens when you go into an opposing place. You know, the crowd will be as loud as you allow them as a visiting team to be. If you go in there and you can make plays and have them sit down and have them be less a part of the game, then you have an ability to do that as a football team.
Can you recall any instances either as a player or a coach on teams that were really good on the road, and what attributes did they have? Is it something as simple as not turning it over? Is that bigger on the road than at home?
Well, I think that's big everywhere. You know, win the turnover battle. Some of the things that you have to do in football are really good home or away. You know, protect the football, win the turnover battle, you know, all those types of things are good home and away.
You adjust practice meeting schedule, anything like that, with the early starts and coaches do that, or do you stick with what you guys?
We're going to adjust a little bit this week what we're doing, but it's not specifically for the away trip.
When you were head coach at Jacksonville, you went on the road and won some really, really big games, especially the playoff game at Pittsburgh. And any lessons you can learn from those experiences?
Yeah, I think you know, going with that mentality of us against the world, and going there with a chip on your shoulder and play good, hard, tough football. So, we're working hard to build that here, and this will be our first opportunity to travel and see if we can take care of business.
Given that you spent a lot of time during camp on fundamentals, did the missed tackles kind of get at you a little bit?
They don't get at me. They are reminders of, what we know we need to do well. The fundamentals of it, of the leveraging and the tackling, and without that, it's hard to be good on defense, no matter what you're doing. So you can play man, you can play zone, you can play matchup zone, you can play fire zone, you can bring zero pressure, man pressure, you can do whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, you're going to have to whip a block, you're going to have to leverage and tackle people, and when you do that well and you do that well consistently, you can play really good defense.
The 16 penalties, is that a matter being called tight, or was it things that you guys have to do better?
Yeah, I think combination of both. Feel like certainly there's some opportunities to learn how to do things better. The pre-snap penalties are the ones that, I have very little patience for. I don't think we should tolerate it as a team. I think, we're looking to eliminate those as much as possible. The penalties that are, question marks, interpretations in some cases, called 1 week a certain way, called another week a different way. Those are hard to deal with. You do the best you can to compete, and if you have those in physical confrontations, and you're doing the best you can, those you can kind of understand. So really want to eliminate the pre-snap, the silly penalties that have nothing to do with a physical confrontation. It's not a hold or a illegal contact at 5.5 yards that doesn't always get called. It's the other kind.
You take a look at some of the plays in space. You had a defender overrun a ball carrier, and the guy gets loose for some extra yards. How do you coach against that? And against a guy like Johnny Manziel this week, who likes to scramble and get outside the pocket, how important is discipline this week?
It's always important. It's what we do. So we'll continue to drill it. We'll continue to seek to make improvement in that area.
Staying on Manziel, what are your thoughts on the fact that he has the least amount of pro experience of all the quarterbacks you've faced so far this season?
You take them as they come. So we're just turning our attention now to Cleveland, and I know that he's been the quarterback the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen any declarations of whether or not they'd go back to the other guy or not. So to me, we'll get prepared for their offense and know what both quarterbacks bring.
Crabtree and Cooper obviously had big yards, but Derek spread the ball around to 10 different guys. Do you like to see that getting the whole passing game?
I love to see the productivity of the offense. I think, moving the ball, scoring points, answering challenges. I just thought they did a really nice job yesterday of moving the football, of executing a game plan. And a lot of factors went into it. The line play was talked about. I think the unselfish play by our wideouts was part of it. Tight ends and Lee Smith was rugged in there. Helping open up some passing lanes and helping keep people off our quarterback as well. So I just think you saw opportunities that were taken advantage of yesterday, and we just want to build on that.